Hi, and welcome to the Urban Homesteader Podcast, where I'm your host, Samantha McClure. On this podcast, I will share my family's adventures on our one-acre homestead in the middle of small-town USA, from homeschooling and cooking to animals and everything in between. So, if you're new to gardening or planting anything, and this is your first fall garden or first garden ever, the first thing you want to do is figure out what USDA hardiness zone you are in. This is a standard map that helps farmers and growers figure out what to grow, because some areas of the country don't support plants that may grow in others, and you know it can be very frustrating. These zones are based off of minimum winter temperatures and average about 10 degrees Fahrenheit apart. It's kind of important to know what these zones are. It's the key to choosing what plants can and will thrive in your area, saving you both money and frustration. It's very aggravating to think, "Ooh, I can grow this," and then it do very poorly, only to find out that, "Oh, it grows better further north. It's too hot down here," or "Oh, it's too hot for this," and it, you know, or it's not cold enough, or you know, very frustrating. So in order to find your hardiness zone, you can do like I did when I first started. I went to Google and I typed in USDA hardiness zone. I'm doing this while I talk so I can make sure that I'm telling you correctly. So you can just go into Google, type in USDA hardiness zone, and you can click the interactive map. It pops up for me. I hope it pops up for you. If I get a little frustrated, it's because my computer mouse is not working properly. My husband kind of got a little aggravated with it when he was trying to do some military stuff. And now it's not working. I got to order one. So it's only a clicker. So I went to the USDA website and I'm looking at the hardiness zone map, and I'm going to look for my state, and I'm going to click about where my little town is, and it gives me the zone, which I'm in zone 8A, which is great. The average temperature in Fahrenheit says 11.4. I'm not entirely sure what all that means, but it's one of those things that I need to kind of figure out. Gives me some other information as well, but that's how you can figure out. And this is kind of important when you go to plan your garden. Let me think, what else do I need to tell you about? Said I was in zone 8A, which is very helpful. I didn't know that when I first started, and I did deal with some frustration, and now I'm glad that I know where it is, because I do a better job of picking what I'm going to grow. So then next little bit is, what am I going to plant? So my fall garden is one of my favorite gardens. I mentioned this earlier because it's not super hot at this point. It's when gardening is actually kind of enjoyable. You can get out there in the morning before the sun comes up too high, and you know, the mosquitoes get out there and the bugs start bugging you, and it's just miserable. So I really, really love this time of year. It smells good. It's pretty. This year, I've got a couple of things that I'm planting. I'm not going all out simply because I don't have room to store anything this year. I'm just planting enough for us to eat fresh. I'm planning to do fall tomatoes, as they do really well out here. In fact, the bigger farms around us plant their tomatoes and peppers and eggplants at this time of year versus in the spring. So I'm trying to kind of follow their lead on what I'm growing, and it helps. I definitely had to plant collards. I've never really been a big collard fan, but my sister-in-law a couple years ago introduced me to another a way of cooking them. Most people just boil them with some salt and bacon, and I've never been a fan of that. But this is a saute, and it's really, really good. So you take your bacon, and you cook it up so you have your fat. And then you toss in your onion, a diced onion, and get that kind of browned. and you toss in your collards after you've cleaned them and you've cut the center stalk out. Cut the stalk out, chop it up. Not the stalk, but the leaves. Toss the leaves in the pan with the bacon grease, and you're going to kind of saute them. You're going to throw in some salt and pepper and garlic and some red pepper flake, and you just cook that until it wilts down. Oh my gosh, y'all. I love it. I could eat it all day long, every day. It's my favorite. I'm also going to plant lettuce. I'm not a huge salad fan, but I have rabbits and I have ducks, and they love lettuce. But I also have an 8-year-old who has this affinity for salads and would eat a salad every day. So I'm trying to encourage that diet option. And we're gonna keep going with the lettuce. It does really well. Carrots. Oh my gosh, y'all. Let me tell you about some carrots. Carrots down here do really well in the fall. Sorry, y'all. Something just went down the wrong pipe. But carrots do really well in the fall. In fact, I generally, when I plant carrots in the fall, I don't harvest them until after the first frost because they're sweeter. I don't know what it is about that first frost, but it just makes the carrots so much sweeter and so delicious. And we eat a lot of carrots. My kids will go out in the garden, pull it up, wipe it off, and chow down. But it's also really good for rabbits. And as I'm trying to feed my rabbits a more natural diet and my chickens and ducks and everybody a more natural diet, it kind of helps to grow things that they will also enjoy. A couple other things that I'm planting this fall, starting at the end of September, early October, I will be planting my garlic and my onions. I love fresh garlic. I've ordered about 5 pounds of garlic of various varieties. They're fairly easy to grow. You plant them in the fall and then you wait until summer to pull them up. Onions are about the same way. I've got 2 beds that I'm dedicating to garlic and onion this year because those are the 2 things that I cook with just about every meal. Man, they're so good. Plus, I read something somewhere about garlic and onion being natural cancer fighters. Well, cancer runs in my family, and I need to do everything I can to try to keep that from attacking my family's immune systems. So I'm growing my garlic and onions. Besides, they just taste really awesome. I mean, how good would spaghetti be without tomatoes? Or, well, you wouldn't have spaghetti without tomatoes. How good would it be without onions and garlic? I mean, it's a staple. Some other things that I'm going to be doing is pruning and transplanting. I've got my fruit trees that need to be pruned, and I've got some berry bushes, and I've got, I just went through and I heavily pruned a lot of my herbs just because they were getting so out of hand. Which worked out because I was able to dehydrate a bunch for later this fall and winter. I've got a little bit more herb that I need to go ahead and get trimmed and preserved as it is the end of August. And here before long, we may be experiencing our first frost just from the way 2020 has been going. I would hate to lose these herbs too soon. But it's a really good time to just kind of get the garden organized and ready for the winter. So I do have a couple of resources that I do use when it comes to planting my garden at any time of the year. The first one is, of course, catalogs. After I found my hardiness zone, I like to sit down with my catalogs and just go through and say, hey, what do I want to grow this year? I do have a huge seed collection, which my husband has rolled his eyes at me on several occasions for because I have a slight addiction to buying seeds, even though I may already have them. But I mean, you never know. It is 2020. You might never be able to buy seeds again. Who knows? Life is crazy right now. But one of my favorite seed catalogs is Baker Creek. I love ordering their whole seed catalog. That thing is a beast. It's huge. It costs $10. So, I mean, you do have to pay for it, but it's jam packed full of beautiful pictures and all of the information regarding these wonderful heirloom variety seeds. And it's got history and it's just a really cool catalog. In fact, my kids will sit down for hours on end and we'll just flip through and say, hey, I want to get these. I want to get these and I want to get that. And we generally spend a pretty penny on seeds when we go through that catalog. Another good catalog that I love is Johnny's Selected Seeds. It's also heirloom varieties. It's great. Every now and then, I will order from Gurney's. Gurney's has some fun hybrid, and my kids enjoy this. We order some strawberry seeds from them, and the strawberries have been delicious, and they're growing prolifically, and absolutely, absolutely love it. An app that I use, y'all, let me tell you, if you got your smartphone out, go to either Google Play. If you've got an Android, I think it's the Apple App Store for Apple software. But you go to wherever you get your apps and type in from seed to spoon. Yeah, from seed to spoon, and pull up this app. So this app is really, really neat, as it it'll help you pick your plants. It's got growing guides, so it'll tell you, you know, what's good to grow right now, what's good for, you know, certain ailments, like what are some good cancer fighting vegetables and herbs, what's some good brain and memory fighting, you know, stuff. It'll tell you if your plants are perennial or annual. It's really, really an awesome app to have, and I highly recommend it. I've spent quite a bit of time going through this. So if you get the chance, get on there and look up from seed to spoon. Fantastic. Let me see if there's some other apps that I've saved to my phone, because I've saved a ton of apps to my phone. You never know what you're going to use. Pinterest is also another place that I like to go. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of fun to sit there and peruse other people's gardens and say, ooh, that's neat. Let me try that. So, I mean, there's always that. And if you've got something growing in your garden, or something's growing in your friend's garden and they can't remember, you know, what they planted, another app that you can get is called Plant Snap. So you take a picture of whatever the plant is and you hit send, and the app will take a few minutes to think, and it'll come back with suggestions on what it might be. Y'all, when I'm out in the woods, this thing is a lifesaver. I have found some of the coolest plants growing in my area that I had no idea were native. And let me tell you, it makes foraging a lot more fun, and it helps me a little bit with, ooh, I didn't know I could grow that down here. Yes, you can. So look into those two apps. They're fantastic. And check out some seed catalogs. Baker Creek is getting set to release their 2021 catalog, which I've already got my name down for this next one. And check out some of the other. Just get on Google and type in heirloom seed catalogs or just seed catalog companies, and you'll find a bunch. So, well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Urban Homesteader, and I hope you have more confidence and knowledge in getting your fall garden planted. Look forward to sharing more information and knowledge with you as time goes. I enjoy speaking to you. I know I sound a little bit awkward. It's been a while since I've been on here, but you know, practice makes perfect, and before long, I'll be a podcast pro. Y'all have a good one. God bless.